This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Hearing it from a lot of people right now, the RNC National Convention is going on right now, and you're hearing some of these people that, you know, quite honestly are losers that are getting out there. They're Republicans. And they say, I'm a Republican and I'm voting for Joe Biden. That's not actually true. You just lied to me. You're not a Republican. You're just a Democrat. If you were really a Republican, you would join me, which that would mean I'd rather chug bleach. It's not just going to happen. I'm a party loyalist. I'm the base voter personified. And there's next to nothing a Republican can do that wouldn't make me want to vote for him or her. And yes, if Trump even shot somebody on Fifth Avenue, I'd still vote for him. It will never make sense to me why someone who claims to be a Republican, someone who believes in capitalism, free markets, Second Amendment, fewer regulations, fewer taxes, and freedom of speech, would latch onto a camp that peddled economic and intellectual serfdom. I don't get why the Republican Party, which loves America, would side with the most miserable punks on the planet who hate this country. And they're miserable. They're the most miserable with their Lexus and Whole Foods groceries and SoulCycle memberships, complaining about how awful America is. Really? Kamala Harris, a black woman, or actually an Indian woman, is the vice presidential nominee. Is this historic? Yes. Just that, you know, just that. If we're going to play identity politics, absolutely. Historic. Is she trash? Yes. Still. But only in America could her story be possible. This kind of junk doesn't happen in Jamaica or India. So, with Democrats being totally blind to how good they have and how all their heroes wouldn't even have a voice if it weren't for America, despite them comparing the society to something like Nazi Germany, why would you side with these people? Even if you side with them, if you vote for them, they're still going to hate you. They're not your friends. They're lizard people. And the same goes for the so-called Republican crew who back Hillary Clinton. You know, we're supposed to also be the party of anti-abortion. And that's a huge issue for conservatives, true conservatives. And these clowns supported baby killer Clinton and now Joe Biden, who, by the way, isn't Catholic. You cannot be Catholic and support infanticide. I haven't gone to church in years, but I do remember that's a pretty clear rule. Joe Biden is diametrically opposed to everything the GOP stands for as a party culturally and politically. And again, what type of black tar heroin are you stupid idiots taking? Is it all based on personality? You don't like Trump's tweets and his character, right, etc.? Too bad. A lot of people didn't like Trump's character to begin with, though. If you're a billionaire not having sex with porn stars, you're probably doing it wrong, right? I don't care about his alleged affairs. We all knew we weren't voting for a saint. We were voting for an agenda personified in a man who said he was going to bring it. And he brought it. We voted for an agenda based upon what we were hearing because we weren't hearing it from the other 17 wannabes. And that's just on the Republican side. His agenda was what 85% of America agrees with anyway. How would that not be your guy in the 2016 general election? You know, I might be a little excited seeing the base experiment maybe fully adopt this right-wing populist direction it's currently undertaking. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm a very pleased Trump Republican. If you need to pin me down on where I stand right now. And if you're voting against Trump because of rhetoric or whatever, you've missed the early elections, which were downright nasty. Politics is a nasty business. Backstabbing and corruption are part of the gritty world of politics. And you got to deal with it. You get to deal with it. And you have to be prepared to have your heroes disappoint you. The longer they stay in the swamp, the more likely that's going to happen. Now, Trump, no, he knew exactly what he was doing. He didn't do it for the money. He hasn't taken any money the entire time. He hasn't taken his pay. He's donated his pay. He wanted to get stuff done. And he's going to do eight and out. He won't run for office again. He'll just be an ex-president. These other people in politics, and I don't care which side they're on at this particular moment, most of them are prostitutes. Trump has focused on getting stuff done, and he did that by rebuilding our military. He reshaped the judiciary for the next generation. He protected gun rights, reduced taxes, he cut red tape, and he made progress on Middle East peace, and he created millions of jobs. Unemployment dropped across the board. Women, black people, Hispanics, Asians. Consumer and small business confidence reached their highest marks in years. If this isn't worthy of Republican approval, then this party is lost. Because they've lost their ability to see a winning record of accomplishment. And that's worth a second term for sure. And these guys are going to vote for Biden because he tweets. He's unseemly. He's coarse. He's not presidential. He's not, you know, he doesn't have respect for the institutions of government. What should we do with these yahoos? I saw Jeff Flake interviewed just today, I think it was. And, you know, ignore them because what they seek is the spotlight. There's a reason why MSNBC and CNN and other lying news outlets feature these clowns pervasively. They served their point in attacking Trump. It's an echo chamber. The party, blessedly, doesn't have this many weak, pathetic, and spineless members in the rank and file. I don't know any of these people that, I know some people that are not in office that are going to support Biden, but they say they're Republicans, and they're just not. All of these people, though, they are entitled to their opinion. They can have it. That's fine. Make your declaration, though. And I'm talking about Jeff Flake and John Kasich and Meg Whitman and Christine Todd Whitman and the other members of the GOP for Biden Loser Brigade. All of you are finished. You're not going to be Republicans and hold office again. You're not going to be appointed. You're not going to be part of any administration. Most of these people have been out of the game for 10 years or more. What do we care about what they have to say? John Kasich, he's out there trying to play the high game. His reason partially rests on trying to break the tribalism he thinks is tearing the country apart. That's the nature of politics, Governor. Their parties are for a reason, and the left has folks who would tear you apart like warm bread if they could do it and get away with it. And you want to know why? It's not tribalism. They hate you and everything you stand for since you, until recently, identified as a Republican. And these clowns, these Republicans for Biden, are a small sliver. They're traitors, no doubt about that. They never had the stomach for a bloody fight, excuse me, let the Democrats eat them and ignore their screams when their new friends cannibalize them politically. Because it comes down to choices. Everybody makes their choice, and when they do, they get to live with their choice. Some may not like it, some may regret it, some may find it unfortunate. But once it's made, it's made. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live, this is Lock and Load. One of the big election issues is going to be the future of local police departments. That'll be both a local and national issue. Rasmussen recently released polls showing that Americans pay very close attention to debates about law and order. Right now, according to them, 50% of likely voters want to see harder crackdowns on urban unrest, while only 38% support continuing protests in cities. Overall, 72% are concerned about recent reports of urban violence, Over 60% of Americans said their feelings about the protests will have an effect on their November voting. This is not good for the Democrats. This may be their kryptonite. Conservatives have noticed for quite some time that the left never showed adequate concern about far-left extremism. The far left has greater numbers, and unlike the far right, is entrenched in major institutions like colleges. They hope to claim the anti-police violence as a historic win for their side. They can't claim that the Floyd protests had nothing to do with rioting. Protests have become linked now in America's minds with riots. That's called conditioning. We've been conditioned for this. And the organization seen as leading those demonstrations was Black Lives Matter, whose primary issue was defunding or abolishing the police. BLM leaders like Alicia Garza never hid their intent. Most activists there rejected talk of mere reform as too weak and compromising. Attempts by some skittish Democrats like Jim Clyburn to disown anti-police slogans can't undo the effect of many fellow Democrats embracing a group whose trademark demand is shutting down police. While some Democrats insist that defunding means simply reinvesting in alternatives to standard policing, Americans remain wholly unsupportive of replacing their local police departments with social workers, mental health respondents, charities, community elders, or healers, all stand-ins put forward by advocates of taking away police funding and firing cops. The Democrats are practicing polygamy. They have married both Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Consider the widely ridiculed video broadcast at the DNC convention, a montage of anti-police rallies. A compilation of recent Black Lives Matter and far-left protests plays in the background. Cross-dressing Billy Porter, sporting high heels and draped in a cheap split train cape, reminiscent of Audrey Hepburn's famous gown in Sabrina, sings a Buffalo Springfield classic from 1967. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? To offset the femininity of Mr. Porter, they chose to include images of 75-year-old Stephen Stills, now plump and avuncular, dressed in a crumpled blazer and what looks like thick bifocals, floating around with his guitar like a straggler lost on his way to the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. He's a washed-up septuagenarian and gender non-binary curio. Through the protesters like a drug-induced nightmare from the Big Lebowski. But what would the alternatives look like? Who would the alternatives be? 13 cities have moved to defund the police, including Norman, Oklahoma, and metropolises like New York and Austin. And according to Forbes, 34% of Americans support defunding, while 53% oppose it. So Democrats must explain what the world will look like without local police departments before they can push it too far. They would say people would be kept safe by less violent experts, counselors, neighborhood organizers, clergy, artists, doctors, artists. They suppose that enforcement can be transferred into those community hands. But this has been tried many times. Whatever rules a society promulgates, someone will break them, and communities need agents of enforcement, deterrence, and restitution. And absent a perfect deity to administer justice directly, we have to settle for flawed humans, monitoring and limiting the behavior of other flawed humans. Past generations have tried to soften the harshness of policing by suggesting something less overtly brutal. Let's see what those historical examples most resemble. Which of these might happen in America, I guess. Like the courts of the Spanish Inquisition, for example. They began long before the 15th century, but they took a special form under the leadership of Torquemada. Cecil Roth's Spanish Inquisition describes the history of this institution and the anti-Semitism with which it is remembered. After they established a holy office in the late 1400s, the courts were not technically under the supervision of the crown, and they were not subservient to the Vatican. They were on their own. They were a force of their own. Their investigation of crimes against the Christian faith, as well as their determination of penalties, developed all the worst aspects of standard policing with none of the public accountability. In a 2005 history, Joseph Perez characterized the Inquisition as a religious institution at the service of the state. So that means tribunals, torture chambers, spies on every corner. The 15th century deep state, if you will. Then we had the French Terror. When they rejected the Bourbon Order, the French revolutionaries, particularly the Jacobins, wanted to do away with the guards and prisons associated with the kings and the aristocrats. And there were alternatives like the Committee of Public Safety. But the most famous iteration became the Terror, a massive decentralized form of discipline based on a familial model. According to Colin Jones' review of Jean-Pierre Gross's research into the Terror, the Jacobins emphasized the revolution as a familial event, with other historians astutely perceived as a band of bloodthirsty, patricidal brothers. Few people today think of the Terror as a family gathering, associating it either with the guillotine and with mass executions before screaming mobs. Coming up on the break, and I don't have enough time to give you the other examples. I'm going to do that on the other side, simply because some of you out there may be thinking there is an alternative to the police that hasn't been tried already. But they've all been tried already. Do we need reformation in certain things with police? Yes, absolutely we do. Are we going to be able, are we even capable of that? Are we even capable of self-policing and not letting the power corrupt us? And is that something that we're going to have to keep in mind as we go forward? That all power corrupts? I would say yes. But first we got to lay out all these examples so that everybody understands. So if somebody says there's an alternative to policing, you want them, I'm going to give you some examples that have already been tried. Because it's true, everything's already been done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesting is protesting, my buddy John Lewis used to say. But none of it justifies looting, burning, or anything else.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden speaking there in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden holding a listening session in Kenosha, Wisconsin at a church with members of the community. Vice President Mike Pence says the sanctity of life is the reason he's a Republican.
I heard in the voice of my second favorite president, Ronald Reagan, an unapologetic commitment to a strong national defense, to free market economics, but an unapologetic commitment to the right to life.
Vice President speaking there in North Carolina. Stocks taking a nosedive as the Dow loses 808 points to finish at 28,293. The S&P losing 126 as well. This is USA Radio News. Facebook says they will prohibit new political ads in the week before the U.S. presidential election in November and seek to flag premature claims of victory by candidates. That's according to CEO Mark Zuckerberg.
Since it may take additional time for the votes to get counted this year, especially with mail-in voting, there's a greater chance of civil unrest and violence after the election. You know, some people expected there to be an answer to who won the election on election night. I don't think we're necessarily going to get that. And I think it's important that we start preparing people now.
The number of Americans filing new unemployment claims decreased to 881,000 last week as the economy continues to suffer the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department also saying 13 million Americans are on unemployment. Jobless claims hovered around 200,000 per week before the pandemic. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. We're talking about various things that have been tried instead of policing, instead of police departments, police forces, by various people in the past, because you know, a lot of people here in the United States think we don't need police. We need to defund the police. You know, we can reason with criminals and, you know, drug demons and all these other guys. The next example of something that has been tried before as the Gestapo, 75 years ago, shortly after losing his office to the Labor Party. Winston Churchill said in a speech, "No socialist government conducting the entire life and history industry of the country could afford to allow free, sharp, or violently worded expressions of public discontent. They would have to fall back on some form of Gestapo, no doubt very humanely directed, as in the first instance." While Churchill was forcefully condemned for likening socialists to the Gestapo, his point still holds. Secret police, such as the Gestapo or Stasi, arise, we must remember, as an alternative to standard policing, and often with the same high-minded ideal. The idea behind such units was to enforce laws without the public feeling openly savaged, which, of course, that went right out the window. Then, believe it or not, there have been certain models where, and we see it today, but let's just refer to this as the Harper Valley PTA. Democrats will replace police departments with snooping prudes like the ones described in the 60s classic Harper Valley PTA. In the song, the note says, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. While the song's fun treatment of hypocrisy made for comedy gold in the 1978 film version, which starred Barbara Eden, we should remember the eyewitness accounts from communist countries like Cuba and East Germany. Often community associations in such countries had structures similar to the Harper Valley PTA, but their snooping into people's personal lives could end with imprisonment or loss of their children. Or in certain cases, I remember this this incident that I talked about last week where a kid was in his class, in his Zoom class, and they saw something in the Zoom class and they sent the police out there to see the people. Remember that? Then, remember the movie or the story of the Scarlet Letter. Now, before you rush to reassign police duties to community elders and healers, you should reread that classic about 17th century Massachusetts. The heroine there, Hester Prynne, is not accused of being a witch. The same community that forces her to wear a scarlet A lives in our collective memory as the site of witch trials. And when you try to avoid the brute force of police action with the seemingly gentler touch of community counselors and advisors, you end up easily with mob rule. And the mob is not always a bunch of strangers dragging people to the guillotine. A mob can also comprise gossiping and priggish neighbors who know so much about you that they know how to condemn and punish you. Or then there is Ingsoc. In the George Orwell novel 1984, Winston Smith is the main character there. He works for an entity that wants to instill love with no visceral discord. And this book closes with Winston saying he loves Big Brother and embraces all the rules and regulations of the dystopian state. And to arrive at such a feeling of love, he's monitored by government agents, stripped of his privacy, and trapped in room 101, and ritually tortured until he has a massive breakdown. When we want to replace the police with something else, we must ask, what is it we want to be rid of? Do we want to be rid of the uncomfortable, visible signs that we're being policed? And if that's the case, then the danger is that our replacement will work with propaganda and secret torture. It will be labeled as re-education, and they will use this to fix problems. And we'll end up with Ingsoc, the political party in charge of Smith's Nation. Then, of course, there's the Manson family. The leftists who decry police brutality often romanticize community. It takes a village. They do this even as they follow the lead of Marx's Communist Manifesto and reject nuclear families. Black Lives Matter rejects patriarchal practice and seeks to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement and envisions family as the global black family. And these heady redefinitions of family as the community model put forward in conjunction with calls to dismantle the police function, that's not new. Cults have done this for years, with one of the most famous being the family controlled by murdering psychopath Charles Manson. Then we have something called the Symbionese Liberation Army. Do you remember those guys, SLA? They kidnapped Patricia Hearst. When they talk about defunding the police, remember that they don't want the police's work to disappear. They want to transfer the work elsewhere. And there's always a possibility the transfer duties will include armed and violent enforcement. Like the Manson family, the SLA, had strong racial and sexual obsessions, but they grew directly out of a movement to abolish prisons and police. They did not do away with weapons, however. They stockpiled weapons for their own use. They used weapons to kidnap Patricia Hearst. Then, of course, there's the KKK. After the Civil War, some Southerners came to hate what they saw as a police state. They viewed themselves as victims of Northern occupation and hated having Union troops police their communities. They believed that none of the institutions filling the Confederacy's vacuum were protecting them, so they started clubs as an alternative. And the alternative ended up being racist terrorism. Then there's Jonestown. All of these calls to defund cops comes from this utopian dream. They dream of a world without the local police department. That's to dream about another plane of existence where people magically coexist and cooperate and treat each other well. And there have been plenty of experiments on this. And, you know, like Jonestown. Jim Jones was a very charming and handsome man, but he was fanatically religious and heavily supported by San Francisco Democrats. and he led hundreds of followers to Guyana, and he promised to found a loving community devoid of conflict, racism, or oppression. And when things didn't work out, he convinced hundreds of them, to kill themselves and their children with poisoned Kool-Aid. So we do not have to depend on the imagination to envision a world without a local police department. There's plenty of examples out there to piece together. The things that we need police for, security, enforcement, investigation, discipline, do not go away when you eliminate local constabularies. That slides into the hands of other social forces, which almost always function without transparency. They have no due process or consistency. They are never less violent or more merciful to those who break a society's value system. So the Democrats cannot uncouple themselves in any realistic scenario from the defund police movement. Now they have nowhere to go but down, all the way to the bottom of the sea. The question is whether they will take the rest of us with them or not. And one thing will determine whether they sink alone or sink us too. And that's going to be the November election. We are at a very precipitous place right now where, for the first time ever, instead of small groups of people, we've got an entire generation, in some cases, thinking that this is the way to go. And if we don't get out there and participate, instead of that being what is thought to be the way to go, that'll be the way we go. So we got to go vote. We got to go vote. We got to buy guns. We got to have ammo. We got to be ready. Never ends, does it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
On the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. COVID is the alien in the movie of the same name, or Michael Myers of Halloween movie fame. You can try to kill them or run away from them, but they have more lives than the average cat. They keep coming after you relentlessly and persistent, not going away until the movie ends. It has its own plan. It has its own life cycle. Not through conscious thought, but via evolution. Viruses do what viruses do, regardless of the pronouncement of pandemic modelers, elected officials, or the all-knowing Dr. Fauci. And this won't end until the movie ends on November the 4th. A recent article in Scientific American put it succinctly. The only job of this virus is to replicate itself. It will make its way through all the susceptibles that it can find. Wuhan virus is not racist, sexist, or phobic toward any political identity group, despite claims to the contrary by the left. It is not interested in diversity, tolerance, reparations, or wokeness. In the early days, we heard incessantly about flattening the curve, and in terms of official policy, the White House set forth a plan in mid-March, 15 days to slow the spread. Trump announced this initiative from the podium along with the somber-looking Dr. Fauci and other task force members. Interestingly, when the virus was at its worst, Dr. Fauci didn't feel it necessary to don a large mask, unlike now when the pandemic is losing steam. Back in March, when it was at its heaviest, masks and social distancing were not in vogue. Common sense virus precautions were stressed, including staying home if sick, elderly, or with medical comorbidities. Hand washing was emphasized. Further recommendations were delegated to local or state authorities, depending on their varying situations. Those recommendations were announced March the 14th, along with the president declaring a national emergency, dedicating more than $42 billion in resources to fighting the Chinese flu carnage. That was only 3 weeks after Nancy Pelosi strutted through San Francisco's Chinatown declaring, "Everything is fine here." Trump's announcement was only 3 days after New York Mayor Bill de Blasio told New Yorkers to hit the restaurants. If you're not sick, you should be going about your life. President blocked travel at the end of January, yet Democrats insist he acted too slowly. And at that time, Biden called the travel ban hysterical xenophobia. Trump was actually taking the virus serious while the Democrats were ignoring it. And slow Joe Biden piled on in his convention speech last week, saying he had a plan since March. But his plan was what Trump had already done and what Biden condemned at the time. Just another, you know, example of Biden's habitual plagiarism. Now, none of the initial 15 days to slow the spread seemed to have an effect. 15 days turned into 50 days, and then 100 days, with no end in sight. As the months went by, Americans had to stay home, couldn't go out to eat or work out at the gym. We were banned from attending church or funerals unless the deceased was George Floyd, and everyone was required to hide behind a mask. Now, the originally proposed 2 weeks was designed to flatten the curve, preventing hospitals and the health system from being overwhelmed with more sick patients than they could handle. It simply delayed illness and death, letting people run but not hide. New York City and Italy had steep curves with a deluge of cases over a short period of time. Italy's healthcare system couldn't handle the surge, but New York City could, as evidenced by their empty makeshift hospitals and a 1,000-bed floating hospital. New Zealand flattened the curve completely, aided by their 1,500-mile water border and ability to shut down travel into the country completely, placing any new arrivals into strict quarantine. New York inadvertently didn't run or hide, but faced the plague head-on, rushing through and getting to the other side. Aside from Cuomo's decision to send infected patients into nursing homes, which reeks of gross incompetence at best or mass murder at worst, New York's current numbers are finally beginning to look good. New York's infection rate is now below 1% for 2 weeks running. Hospitalizations and ICU patients are the lowest level since March, and deaths have virtually dropped to zero. New Zealand earned international media praise for going over 100 days without any community spread of the Chinese virus. New York Times heaped praise on New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who sold a drastic lockdown with straight talk and mom jokes. I'm sure that the New York Times editorial board would probably wish she was the Democratic Party nominee, a global progressive icon, as they described her, rather than the old senile white bigot they're currently stuck with. But pride goeth before a fall. After being the model for the rest of the world, mom jokes and all, virus reality hit hard. New Zealand ran but couldn't hide, and they now have 100 new cases, now on lockdown once again. And 100 cases may not seem like a lot, but New Zealand is a small country about the size and population of Colorado. Sweden is another example of not running or hiding, facing the virus head on, not closing down or mandating masks, and they actually fared better than New York. But once again, one of the things that nobody seems to want to face here is that viruses do what viruses do. There's only three solutions for getting through a viral pandemic. One is a vaccine. And despite 170 prospects working their way through clinical trials, an approved and effective vaccine may be up to 12 to 18 months away. And we can't run or hide for that long waiting. Two is the therapeutic, but for viruses, these are few and far between. Hydroxychloroquine is a possibility, particularly for symptomatic outpatients not yet sick enough to need hospital care. But the media and the medical establishment hysteria due to Trump once speaking about it favorably will ensure it is not allowed to save any lives. That won't be allowed. How many Americans died due to the left's hubris in denying Trump any credit whatsoever, even if it was a mere suggestion? The third is herd immunity, which may be as low as 20% when considering both antibody and T-cell immunity, the former easily measured, the latter not. New York and Sweden and many other parts of the world have hit this metric with rapidly dropping hospitalizations and fatalities. Endless lockdowns, closed businesses, mask mandates, and other restrictions are simply running and hiding from the inevitable. The virus is going to run through a population It's going to leave a path of destruction and eventually burn itself out, as evidenced by previous viral outbreaks. It's like a tornado. When it touches down, it's going to do what it's going to do until it's done. Now, the collateral damage from these running and hiding measures is profound. Economic destruction, deferred medical care, and psychosocial despair are all real. Consequences of a flattened but prolonged curve. And the hospitals may not have been overwhelmed, but the emotions and souls of so many individuals and families have been decimated. There is no easy path through a viral pandemic. Only a series of policy choices in the hopes of doing the least harm. This virus, the next virus, the past viruses, all of them, they're going to run their course. They're going to go through the population, large or small. And despite the assurances of politicians and scientists, you can run from them. You can try to hide from them, but you will get it eventually. And in the meantime, we have absolutely gone through a very heavy cost for all of this. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, I hope you will remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.